entrevista con Alberto Fernández Echavarría el 7 de enero del 2005 en su residencia en Key Biscayne, Florida. Alberto, cuéntame, empieza a decirme algo de tu padre, ¿no? En Cuba. Yo sé que él tuvo cargos políticos y creo que es a través de tu padre que tú te relacionas en... ¿No es en esta cuestión?
No, señor.
¿No?
No. ¿En qué es cuestión? ¿En la lucha esta?
Sí.
Oye, ¿tú? Mi padre, hacendado azucarero,
¿pero tú?
Senador de la República por la provincia de Oriente, fundador con Millo y otros de la ortodoxia, de la verdadera ortodoxia. Yo estaba exilado en Miami a finales del 58 y el 3 de enero de 1959 regresé a La Habana, y la noche del 5 de enero fueron a buscarme a la casa mía en Miramar unos camiones con rebeldes, con orden de que me tenían que escoltar al palacio a ver al presidente provisional Urrutia. Y por eso, ahí a las 2 de la noche, cuando él estaba enfrascado, que los del Escambray no querían, los del segundo frente no querían entregarle el palacio a Urrutia.
Era el directorio, creo.
Sí, todos ellos juntos. Por fin aceptaron. Y entonces me recibió y me puso una pistola en el pecho y me dijo: tienes que hacerte cargo de la industria azucarera. Le dije que no, que sí, que no. Le dije 15 días, le dije 15 días. Y así fue que me quedé todo hasta junio y se hicieron 6 millones de toneladas. Yo, de 40 años, solito, hice eso. Y hoy, pues, no se sabe si la zafra será de un millón y medio, la hecatombe.
Y entonces, ¿tú estás con la revolución hasta qué fecha?
Inmediatamente comenzamos, nos dimos cuenta, pero inmediatamente y al poco tiempo ya empezamos a prepararnos, a reunirnos y ver. Un factor en eso fue Torín Marín, comandante doctor Torín Marín, que estaba el secretario de Agricultura. Y ahí fue continuando eso, es muy largo y muy complicado, pero yo tuve enfrentamiento con el gobierno americano, con el embajador, porque contrario a lo que nosotros pensamos que era un complete communist takeover, ellos y él en particular personalmente me dijo, cuando se enteró que eso yo lo había comunicado a este país, me dijo que él estaba en disagreement, for he believed that there was just young nationalists who would settle down.
Ese fue el embajador
Bonson.
Philip Bonson.
Sí. Philip Bonson. Hablando de eso, tienes que look up todo lo que fuera de Bolak, que fue embajador anterior a Bonson, que también fue embajador en Bogotá cuando el Bogotazo.
Creo que es Bulak.
And he has written a book or so, and nobody can find that book. Maybe nobody wants to hear what he had to say. Okay? And we know, besides that, I know that Earl Smith, 4 hours before Batista fled Colombia, told some friends over at the country club, 1 kilometer from where Batista fled, told them that Batista had just named Pedraza, and he would clean all that up in 2 or 3 weeks. So there's no reason to doubt that all the problems that we have had continue on, because we still don't see anything clear and about U.S. policy on Cuba. Caballero.
Sí.
First, I operate from a vessel that I came out and started looking for vessels. And a friend of mine, an Americano,
mm-hmm.
Tomás Don Hogan, se me apareció y me dijo, I think I got a vessel for you.
Don
Hogan.
Don Hogan.
Sí, they killed him in Mexico. I don't know who killed him. He was there, not hiding away, but living quietly, writing a book about all this. Up to that, somebody killed him. Entonces, I ended up getting this ship from a friend of his who had it abandoned here, provisioning, because he knew I was looking for a big vessel. And
this is the Tejana?
No. This first boat se llamaba El Real.
El Real.
El Real. You want to smoke marijuana with me? I'll take you on a trip. The vessel used to be called the Virginian.
The Virginian.
The Virginian. And I changed its name to El Real. And why? And you know what El Real was? At the Battle of Lepanto. At the Battle of Lepanto, 14-something, when the Christians went against the Muslims, to save the Mediterranean from the shitty Muslim, the Christian flagship was El Real of the Archduke of Habsburgo. And I think we were 40 years ahead of time. Isn't that something?
And how big was that?
No, it was just a 35-foot yacht.
It was a 35-foot yacht.
And then finally,
and
two Americans at that stage who were with me all the years, Bob Stevens and Mickey Kappas, after every trip that we did in those months of September, October, November, after we got the Tejana, we used to fly to New Orleans looking for a ship. And finally,
it was who? Bob?
Bob Stevens is alive. Mickey Kappas, they're alive.
Mickey?
Kappas.
Kappas?
K-A-O-T-E-N. And they finally sent word, get on a plane. I think we've got what you want.
Okay, that was it then. So when did you get El Real? Around when?
What? September?
September 1960.
We were moving to, we were operating from here, from Marathon, the Real. All no time.
And what kind of operations were you carrying out?
Nothing, just trying to get somebody out so we could, somebody here could know what's going on in Cuba.
Okay. Oh, so you were trying to bring him
here
to the United States.
I hate to know.
So that the United States
would know what's going on inside.
Okay. And, but Sori, who had made the initial contact with Sori?
Who
of your group had made, how did you know that Sori was against the Castro government?
You know, he was the Minister of Agriculture. The Minister of Agriculture, what is more important than the Minister of Agriculture? The shoe industry. Who was running the shoe industry?
You were.
And he, about a month or less after, we both took over. He asked if he could go to the institute and work there at dawn, because so many people trying to get jobs and things, he couldn't work at the ministry.
And he wanted to go to the sugar industry?
No, to the instituto, to the office, the big building. And he'd come at dawn and work, do his paperwork and do whatever he wanted there.
At the Instituto
del Azúcar.
Oh, Instituto del Azúcar.
He just wanted a place where he could work quietly, not as a minister of
Agriculture. Well, were you, who was running the Instituto del Azúcar?
I was.
Oh, you were. I'm unfamiliar with these terms, that's why I'm asking.
Instituto Cubano de Estabilización del Azúcar. It ran the sugar industry.
Okay. So from the first month of 59, he comes to work.
Well, he doesn't come to work.
I mean, he comes to do his paperwork in the building.
Because he found that he was in a safe place to be there, and from there we started.
And so do you recall him, did he start expressing?
I don't recall exactly, but you can start feeling out. I'll tell you a short story. One day, he's there, and he says, what are you going to do for lunch? I said, nothing special. He says, well, voy al ministerio. I'll go to the ministerio. I'll come back and get you at 11. I said, so, sure. Porque, he said, no, vamos a almorzar a Tarará. You know what Tarará is?
The beach.
Yeah, that's somewhere on the coast, right next to Havana. Okay. The dog, almorzar. Yeah. And we went through the tunnel. Estamos grabando.
Sí, sí.
¿Estás grabando?
Sí, sí.
Okay.
Sin problema, Alberto. Eso es para mí, hermano, okay. Como un récord histórico.
Okay. And we go through the tunnel.
El túnel de La Habana.
Sí, dice, ¿cómo? Perdona, déjame ir a ver a Fidel. Que está aquí en casa de un senador Cruz, amigo de él. Digo, David, we got there. ¿Te vas a bajar? Digo, no, I'll wait for you here. He came out. And he said, bájate, bájate. Quiero que veas esto. And I got out and went in. And there was this place full of people trying to see the son of a bitch. And sitting in a corner, in a chair, like a bad boy at school, estaba el embajador Bonza. Oíste, esperando que Dios pudiera se lo recibiera. Digo, unbelievable. Nos fuimos, almorzamos, volvimos. Dice, vamos a ver si ahora puedo hablar con él. Volvimos. Dice, espérate, espérate, está ahí todavía. And I got down and took a look. He was still there, waiting to see Fidel. How can you have respect, eh?
Well, because Fidel's policy was to humiliate the American ambassador, and Bonzo was a weak person. So Fidel enjoyed, he did that on purpose.
You know that tu oído de Morgan y Carrera.
Sí, Henry, William Morgan y Jesús Carrera.
Okay. Tú sabes que Morgan le dijo a este hombre que ellos le iban a dar guiso a Fidel.
Morgan se lo dijo a quién?
Al embajador.
Sí.
Y el embajador lo chivó a
se lo dijo a Dorticó.
No, a Dorticó no. Al que era ministro de Estado. ¿Cómo se llamó?
Roa.
No, Roa, Roa.
De Raúl Roa.
And they chopped the two guys up?
Mm-hmm.
Eh? You listening?
Mm-hmm. But you did not join that first conspiracy with Morgan?
No,
and
no, we had nothing to do with that. Then Unidad had magnificent plans to for the upheaval, and they were organized, and this and the other, completely magnificent plans. I have them. They don't. Nobody knows about them. And U.S. government, I know, sorry, talk about them, but they were already committed to the disaster of the dead people.
Oh, so they ignored your group.
They ignored it.
They ignored your plan to carry out the bad peace plan. El grupo usted, entonces, ¿cuándo tú?
Grupo no.
El movimiento usted, ¿cuándo tú crees que en unidad, Más o menos, ¿cuándo tú crees que Sorín Marín es que se une ya a la conspiración? Porque creo que a él lo quitaron de ministro de Agricultura también en el 59. Creo que a él lo dejaron sin puesto, sí, o en el 60.
No, lo detuvieron. Estaba detenido. Se detuvo detenido. And he escaped. Then he went underground. All these months that I was trying to get him out, he was underground.
And why did they arrest him?
Why did they arrest him? These shits are talking on the radio about that now. Why did they arrest him? Because they came out, y los americanos se enteraron lo que había en Cuba, y no sabían nada de lo que había en Cuba. Y entonces, they reached an agreement, comunidad, to give el MRF, la gente de ellos en Cuba, de Francisco. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. ¿Eh? De Alfonso
es unidad. Uh-huh. La gente del MRF. A Francisco. A la gente, digo, de Alfonso es de unidad.
Sí,
a Francisco. They were to give him a position, the control of Pinar del Río. And that to them was a gigantic blow. And Sorí, it's a big, long story. A story of tremendous sadness, of disaster. But we, anyhow, a boost. Porque ellos ya tenían andando el plan de Kennedy, traicionando y haciendo la mierda de cochino. So even if that disaster hadn't occurred, they were fed on all that.
It's another word.
One can't in 2 minutes talk about this thing.
Sí, pero in other words, they chose Artemis Group over Unidad.
No, on the contrary. Their big chief was Artemis.
Mm-hmm.
They had given him control of the brigade. Then they found out that he didn't have anybody in Cuba. And then they ordered their man in there que se pusiera la orden de Unidad. And so he, on one of my trips, got on to give people at the beach that he had ordered be there the instruction about that agreement. But the people did not arrive because they had changed the names. And other people arrived, came out.
Aldoera came out,
and he wasn't the one, so he was going to talk
about these things. Aldoera came out? Yeah. Who's Francisco?
Francisco, his name, I don't know exact name, he's the general coordinator of the MRF, Artemis man.
Oh, okay. Oh, Artemis man was supposed to come out?
No, monsieur.
I'm getting confused here with all these names and code names.
Well, that's what you have to start learning.
Right, well, that's what I'm trying to understand. Okay.
The underground, Unidad.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, the underground of the company and the US was a team at once.
Okay.
And they didn't have anybody. They had people, but not of the extension of Unidad. Ejército Rebelde, this and the other one. And as a transaction, they asked Sorí to accept their man in some position. And that...
Who asked them?
La compañía.
Okay.
The USA.
Okay.
The agency of the U.S. government who is dealing in all this shit.
Okay. So the U.S. government asked Sorí Marín to accept their man in Cuba, this Francisco?
Yes. As head of Pinar del Río, in the General Conference.
As head of Pinar del Río?
Yes, Pinar del Río. And which was a demotion for the guy. And he did it. Okay, so he had a big chief, the man of our team, the man of the USA.
And now they're and so this guy thought he was in charge of all the islands?
Up there, yeah.
Right, and so now they're demoting him to just the province of Pinar del Río. And so what occurs? That who's going to come out of the island?
Nobody's going to come out of the island. So he was going to remain here for a while. He goes in,
goes with us to give those instructions at the beach.
At
the beach.
At what beach?
Junto Unidad.
Junto Unidad.
Yeah.
And what?
That's in Canasí, Matanzas.
In Canasí, Matanzas. Yeah. He goes to Canasí, Matanzas.
Yeah, where the Tejana used to go. Okay. Where the group Fundora was there also on one side.
And he's supposed to meet people there?
He was supposed to meet three people. He had ordered to be there to give the instructions that he was giving verbally. But those people that had changed their names, and the three that appeared were not there. Who appeared was Aguilera Serafin with all his family to come out. And that's not what was supposed to occur. So he decided then to stay. And in the midst of all this, who takes and is the point man in all those landings is an exemplary Cuban who was from the first day next to me, who was asked who his boss was once, and he said that his boss was me, and that's Tony Cuesta.
So the Tony Cuesta comes out.
No, Cuesta was Tony Cuesta and his partner Joaquin Cao when the Tejana would start unloading with five ships, two rubber rafts and three boats. Tony Cuesta was the point man and all that.
But didn't he come out with Aguilera and his family?
He was a part of the crew of the Tejana.
Oh, he was a crew of the Tejana. Okay. Now, let me just backtrack a little bit here. You're using first El Real.
Yes, that disappeared when the Tejana came about.
Okay, now you're using El Real from, what, August? August 1960?
To November of 1960.
To November 1960.
Yeah.
And then the next ship you acquire?
Is the Tejana.
Is the Tejana.
Yeah.
What, can you describe the Tejana for me?
It's a U.S. sub-jacer that operated in the North Sea in World War II. The best of the best.
And how long was it?
110
feet. 110
feet? It's a U.S. sub-jacer.
And the armament that it had?
Well, it didn't have the U.S. armament that it had in World War II. It had our armament. And it had plenty of armament.
What, 50 caliber machine guns?
30 caliber machine guns, all sorts of stuff.
Okay. And then the...
I'll tell you a story, because we can't be talking all night. Okay. You all right?
Saving the
cooperative thing. There was an appointment at the Bay of Pigs. Stock Island, Key West, the base of the Tejana. The base of the Tejana was the dock and warehouse of the ferry that came from Key West to Havana. Okay?
Here in Key West came?
Key West.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stock Island.
Stock Island.
Okay. Before the Bay of Pigs, two landing ship craft arrived. The Blagar and the Barbarajoda, two small landing ship craft that went to the Bay of Pigs. And they docked near us. And the officer, this is a story, interesting. And this is a story. The crew were Norwegians in some few. And while they were docked, they learned the rumors about the Tejana. And they saw the Tejana, a yacht there, and the yacht. And the officers one night went to the Tejana and talked to the commander of the Tejana, Coronel Armando Rodriguez Alonso, the best of the best, the best of the best. And there, they told him that they had heard what they did, but they saw that this is just a boat. And Armando told me, this happened last night. What do you think? Can I show him the Tejana? I said, sure. So the Tejana turned all off the lights and brought out all its hardware. You know, Noruego came and their eyes popped. And then the Tejana, this fellow, Alberto, sitting here, we gave all our equipment to the Barbarajosa, brought in the welders of the Navy, welded and prepared both those ships, and got the Americans to give them what we had. And we redid our things. And the Barbarajosa or the black guys, one of the two went to Cochino, and they were attacked by the planes, and they shot down plane, one plane, and they were not attacked in the Bay of Pigs again when they saw what those tops had. And then finally, I'm going to tell you a story. I went up when I knew I had to bring the Tejana, and I wanted where, and I went up to see the owner of that. His name is Dan Taylor.
Dan Taylor?
Yeah, dueño de Tejana.
The Tejana?
No, Chico, the dog.
Oh, the dog, okay.
Tejana era yo.
Yeah.
Y magnífico americano. Y le dijo, me conocía, whatever you need. Bart ordered them, they brought me all the keys and everything there, and a sack full of pesos, but he had nothing to do with them. And he accompanied me to the car. And he grabbed my hand and said, if you need any help, call me. And I'll be down there. He said, but I want to tell you another thing. Oye esto que te estoy diciendo ahora. He said, Alberto, what I want to tell you, you're never going to go back. Okay?
That was 1961?
That was 1960.
60.
¿Está oyendo? ¿Está tú oyendo? But we've come through a lot. But we can't talk to the world.
Okay. I just wanted to...
The worst thing that someday I'll tell you all about the vessels.
Okay.
But and that's the most important
thing. Okay. I wanted to ask you just a little bit more about the Tejana. What eventually, okay, you take Shorty into Cuba, and he's later captured there in March, or he's executed in April. What happens to the Tejana?
Never mind. Shorty stays. He tells me, come back and work. He sends me word with Tony. Did you ever meet Tony?
Sí.
Me manda a decir, dile que me vengan a buscar, vengan a buscar dentro de una semana, ¿ok? Francisco, the ship, se monta en patines, you know what that means?
Yeah.
And he won't come to a meeting with Sorry. And finally, Nyong'o Puy breaks security and goes with his wife and finally gets to see him, and he tells him, you have to go to this meeting. And by bad luck at that meeting, some guy bursts in looking for thieves and recognizes Sorry, and they're captured. And that, the disaster occurred.
How was it, Mariano?
No, at the Miramar.
Oh,
yeah. Still at Miramar, yeah.
Y Francisco, ¿cómo se llama? Okay, but he's one of the people that's arrested that day.
Yeah.
And he's executed.
Yeah, he's arrested. They shoot a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. Because I thought that Villa Sandstone's name, his code name was Francisco.
No,
it's not him.
Rafael.
Oh, Rafael, okay.
Yeah. Code name is Rafael Villa.
So this is why the underground, then the Unidad Underground is not able to rise up in Cuba during the Bay of Pigs.
Well, they didn't know anything about it.
Hmm?
They didn't know anything about it.
They didn't know anything about the Bay of Pigs?
No. They went pretty quick. Our plans... Unidad plans were for something about 4 months later on.
After the Bay of Pigs?
Yeah, they weren't ready. And their whole thing was two landings, one halfway down the island, the other one in Oriente, with the reception of each one of 2,000 or 3,000 rebels and soldiers of the old army.
And what was Unidad plan?
I'm telling you, two landings.
Unidad was going to do two landings.
Yeah, that's what they planned. That's what they were looking helpful.
So So you were going to invade from outside?
What was the best thing?
But you had that many men? Only that had?
Inside. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had inside?
Yeah, the people that were, the reception committee was going to be there. And two strategic places, not a swamp, where you couldn't even land. There's a ring out there. They couldn't even get into the reef. They couldn't land. The ships didn't ever land it.
So you were going to bring...
I lost the Pacific, two brothers-in-law. I went to that against my will.
Two brothers?
In-law.
Two brothers.
Locunyan. An intimate friend I lost. Who believed blindly in the United States. Blindly.
So only that was going to, what, send two expeditions?
No. What we were... Well, Unidad was going to ask for what the brigade be broken up into two reinforced units and come to the two landing places that they wanted, where they would be received by adequate personnel and many more people ready to take off arms, which were to be brought in, not the ship that they did in the swamp. Cuestión de loco. Cuestión de loco. Cuestión de loco, y hijo puta.
So Unidad...
Yeah, Kennedy, porque Eisenhower didn't have any of that. Because Eisenhower was none of that.
So Unidad wanted the Bay of Pigs to be, the brigade, 2506, to be split into two groups and make two different
landings. Whatever, either that split or make another one.
Or make another brigade and make two landings.
Yeah. Or one landing at least with the brigade and the other landing with weapons and whatnot for about 3,000 men.
And what points did you want to make the landings at?
Down the coast.
In Trinidad?
Eh?
In Trinidad?
No, nothing. No, on the north coast.
On the north coast?
You're going to land where there are people. Who are you going to do what? Huh? Swamp?
Cangrejo.
Mira, te voy a mandar, me vas a mandar la dirección, te voy a mandar esto, y un hijo puta que anda suelto por aquí, para que lo tenga, que es el background de un hijo puta que se llama, ¿cómo se llama este maricón? El
Bofil.
Bofil. ¿Ok?
Ok.
¿Eh? The worst of the worst.
Yo creo que ese, eso no te lo diga a ti, Suandía.
That's right. You have it.
Yo no lo sabía.
You have it? I gave it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oye, yo le tomé la última foto que existe de Suardía, la tomé yo.
Sí.
Y yo lo entrevisté a él. Yo lo entrevisté a él para mi libro El ataque al cuartel mutado.
Yo lo conocí porque lo coloqué en el instituto.
Sí, él era ingeniero azucarero.
Sí.
Y fue el primero que el 10 de octubre formó un revuelo allá en Oriente, en el central donde él trabajaba. He passed away 2 weeks after I last saw him, en 91.
Dice que tiene un hijo por ahí.
Sí, de medio...
¿Sí? Yeah. ¿De flojo?
No. Medio liberal de izquierda.
¿Sí?
Yeah. Yeah. Y yo sé que eso fue
eso para que se lo deje a los amigos de aquí.
Mm-hmm.
Que es la teología del grupo de Caladrilla. You know what I'm talking
about?
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Sí,
los
izquierdistas.
No son izquierdistas, los capitalistas renegades.
Sí.
Capitalistas renegades, because the biggest danger that we have, one of the biggest dangers that we have and have, one of the biggest enemies that we have, and the Americas, this continent has, and don't get this out of your mind, are the Jesuits. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
La teoría de la liberación, el Forum de Sao Paulo, Fidel, who put Chavez in power? The Catholics. He was in the Hood County, they let him rule. I don't know. No. Sad point.
Oye, ¿y cuándo es que el Tejana deja de operar entonces?
Well, then we're going to the other stage. Because it's the other stage that you don't know anything about.
That's what I'm asking you.
Get up a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Stay right there. This is the little boat that I had in Maradero that I brought out. 2 months after the Mayor pitch, Irma Fe started from the Marina Key Biscayne, island by island, island by island, and from here to Key West, looking for places. And this fellow that's talking to you is the one who made the deal. Your compromiso on Americano, aquí. Oíste. We're going to operate again, but we're going to operate from the U.S. No Latin America, no Nicaragua, no shitty country, no shit. ¿Tú sabías de
usted?
Sí. Y así fue. De Tibargo, ahí se enteraron gente cubana, magnífica. Por eso que se fueron al Congo, a Stanleyville. Y sacaron a las monjas que ya le habían cortado la mano y los pies. La tenían en los frigoríficos los negros, hijo puta. ¿Oíste? Cosas como esas that nobody knows about. And everything that we did after the Olympics is from this country, with the exception que los Kennedy, hijo de puta, le dieron otra vez fortuna de dinero al cine para operar desde Nicaragua. Y se metieron eso. ¿Oíste? Y no hicieron nada, no hicieron nada, no le tiraron un cabrón, me venga, pide.
Hasta el presidente
de tierra, exacto. Eso es una mierda, ¿eh? Entonces, you ask a question, and this is the last thing I'm going to talk to you about. From you ask what happened. So, the Tejana then started training infiltration teams in the landings, how to do it. They scrub midshipmen, just graduated from Annapolis to learn. And then they took them to Vietnam of how we did things. How is that how it operated? And it operated off Tilago, training people. Then they brought in the wrecks and other ships who could go around the island, which they had. Tejana could, but was not ready for that. And that's why they brought in the wrecks and things like that. Okay?
So then when the wrecks comes in,
the wrecks and other boats, the wrecks and other boats.
And then it supplanted the Tejana.
Sí.
So when the wrecks comes in, they put the Tejana out of commission?
Yes.
And
they train people and whatnot. And from there on, don't ask questions.
Okay?
Hold them together.
Sad.
Sad.
Let's see. I think I have something. Here we'll talk. We hold that and read it that name up there.
Bane?
No, spell it. Responsable and dealing with it.
¿Cuántas armas tú crees que metió el Tejano en Cuba?
Oh, there, I have to take this idea. They said that in February we put in 19,000 pounds. Imagine, I'd be
the Iraqi terrorists children next to us.
That 19,000 pounds of fiber.
Of hardware.
But do you think that that's accurate? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's a record from the CIA.
Okay.
That's in 1 month.
And so in...
And one of our favorite things was, of course, C3 and C4, which your friend here is an admirer of.
Well, I don't deny my background. That's well known. And so, y entonces el, pero el Tejano entonces hace la transición de cuando lo decomisan al Rex, como que año el 60.
Cuando decomisan.
O deja de operar el, cuando deja de operar el Tejano.
El Tejano es cuando empiezan, porque was too well known, for one reason amongst others. And then we get that book called Blonde Ghost and read it.
Blonde?
Blonde Ghost.
Blonde Ghost?
Hey.
Oh, there it is.
Este se llama Blonde Ghost. Es un libro.
The Ted Shackley.
Okay. Ted Shackley es el jefe superior aquí. Pero el operacional aquí era otro.
Me tengo que apuntar eso, los números de estos libros.
Sí. Voy a intentarlo para pedirlo. ¿Qué es? Table. Elephants.
¿Un papelito de por ahí?
No, aquí está. Aquí. This is what I use. Okay. Then we'll go down. Okay. Weapon of choice. The best weapon of choice. Paper. Yeah. What do
you think of my fighting cabinet? My grandchildren come in here.
Oh, God. ¿Y qué tú crees de este libro de... Exactly.
Okay. Because David Korn is
he was very, very, very unsatisfied with David Korn. But I don't know how he could have picked him with having all the resources of the CIA to get somebody.
Y entonces
exactly you don't know.
Y cuando que ellos
a Lyman Kirkpatrick lo conocí como 3 meses después de Cochino. Y fui allá a verlo. Bajó y me recibió en la puerta del CIA. En su silla de ruedas de los americanos que lo llevaba justo. Y lo fui a ver. ¿Para qué tú crees? Para decirle que toda la gente que tenían embarcado en Cuba, que tenían que suministrarle con dinero y con todo, y resolver esos problemas. Y me dijo que sí.
¿Y qué año fue eso?
3 meses después de Cochino.
3 meses después.
Sí, sí.
¿Y lo hicieron?
Sí, sí. Y gente que mataron y eso, a lot of widows, I made them pay up. Made them pay up. La viuda de Rafael.
La viuda de Rafael de Hansko.
Yeah.
Recibió ayuda de,
yeah,
del gobierno americano.
That's between you and me.
Yeah.
And a lot more than I.
¿Y la familia de Sormarín también?
No, porque no había de ellos.
Oh.
I don't remember then, so many years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Por ahí tiene una hija, que es doctora.
Y entonces, ¿por qué tú crees, a qué se debe esta política, que el gobierno americano entonces para estos ataques y estas misiones a Cuba? Porque por una parte
the missile, these this operation started before the missile crisis. And thanks to the missile crisis, the main place is discovered. Okay? And when we sit down one day, I'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
So it's discovered, the chief guy is here, all the way over here. And there was another base at Sagua, and there was another one, Pinana Rigo, and that was the one that was leaked operation.
The base is in Cuba, the missile base?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And,
so you think that, then you think that as a result of the Cuban missile crisis, that the United States government decides to stop these military operations, Cuban exile operations against Castro?
No. It was very few. The number of people involved were very few. But that occurs in 62, no?
Mm-hmm. October 62 is the missile crisis.
Y los americanos están aquí. Hasta estaba, who took power here? Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson estaba claro. Oíste, the only American president who has done anything concrete about Cuba is Lyndon Baines Johnson. Who Eisenhower planned it correctly, but this other guy came in and destroyed everything. Entiende? And then Lyndon Baines Johnson took over and maintained it. And the process of infiltration of the island of Cuba continued until 68 when El Mierda Hijo Puta de Nixon takes over.
Sí, pero se ha dicho que muchas de estas misiones que después llevaron a Cuba también eran para hacer inteligencia.
Coño, ¿cómo tú vas a ir a la guerra sin inteligencia? ¿Eh? ¿Cómo vas a ir a la inteligencia? ¿Eh?
Sí, pero es decir, a esa gente le decía, si entras en Cuba es para hacer inteligencia. No ataques a menos que te ataquen a ti.
That's right. They were organizing the guerrilla movements for eventually, hopefully, taking in weapons and starting the trouble all around the island. Eh?
So this went on from 1969?
68.
So 68 till Nixon comes in.
The Nixon comes in.
And then Nixon suspends everything.
Suspends everything.
So in fact, these missions were taking weapons into Cuba, and they were hoping to, they were taking weapons, explosives, supplies into Cuba.
No, the infiltration teams did not take only, they only took their own weapons. They were preparing everything. They were preparing everything. And I can take that map that I brought you and tell you all the places where there were the infiltration teams.
So they were going into what, to establish contacts?
Hacer cadena.
Bueno,
62, octubre 62, es el missile crisis. And it's not discovered by the team, it's discovered by a combination of the team with another thing. A coincidence.
An infiltration team that goes in.
This infiltration team at the missile crisis, the one of Bonnet, was already there and had a guerrilla organized.
Bonnet? Sema?
No. King of Bonnet.
No, ¿cómo es? The one?
No, the one at Bonnet. There was an infiltration team there on the south coast of that.
Oh, okay, I don't know. No te entendí bien. Bonnet. The one at Bonnet.
And it was a combination of magnificence of an infiltration team with the people inside and us out here.
Because I understand that when the missile crisis goes down and the U.S. Navy blockades the island, there's one team that's left inside, in the island, one of these infiltration teams.
Yes.
And that the government does not want to pull them out. And they just say, well,
that's not true. That's not true. The one I burned stayed there and came out. What's more, before it came out, it sent out part of the missile of the sand that knocked it out. And knocked Anderson out. It fell in a little island in the middle of Bonnet Bay. And it's the first piece of a missile, of a sand missile, that on Americanos and Papa.
So
you can imagine the difficulty of going in and supplying that thing, and not giving away all that.
So the sand that shot down Anderson, the infiltration team picked up part of that rocket.
Yeah.
And brought it back to the U.S.
Sent it out.
Sent it out.
Sent it out. And it would come out. And
that infiltration team at Bonnet stayed there for...
No, eventually came out. Came out. Did all the infiltrations in the island, setting up. You can't plan on doing something if you don't have intelligence.
And so why do you think then that all these missions, and infiltrations end in 1969?
Nixon took over and stopped it.
The anti-communist Nixon?
The anti-communist. This place here in Key Largo, this side of Key Largo, this Key Biscayne, then there's an island called Elliott Key. And then Key Largo. It starts and goes down. Elliott Key is a big key that joins up to Key Largo. At the corner of Elliott Key and Key Largo, looking for places to operate from. I, Lima Faye, with Larry, the skipper of the Tejana.
Larry?
The American skipper. We had five officers. Uno Americano que manejaba cuando estaban in U.S. waters and four Cubans when they were outside. All working. 22 of them. Officers, let's say. Anyhow, perfection. And we found this key. This is a sad story. Se llamaba Adam Key. Coño. Yeah, it had been a speakeasy joint where they had gambling and whatnot at the times of Prohibition. And the rich people in Miami Beach used to come down in their yachts. I find this key and I get it real just to find out who it belonged to. It had 10 feet of water. She go, coño, fenomeno. You know, la casa, había un aljibe, you know what an aljibe is?
Yeah.
Big water deposit.
Yeah.
All that. They go, coño. Listen to this story. It ends up that I go with the realtor to see the man who was responsible for the damn place. You know, he sabe quién era, Vivi Reboso.
Vivi Reboso era the Elliot's...
El amigo de Nixon.
The Nixon.
Okay, yo creo que los dos eran maricones, tú sabes, perdona. I have my opinion on them. Eh? Entonces, I went to see the son of a bitch. And then he said, well, I'd like to rent it for 2 years without it. It's just two more. He said, well, I'll let you know. He sent me word if I could go to his office. So I went down and climbed in the DuPont building and back to there to see the son of a bitch. He said, my hijo puto, I found out all about you. I found out who you are. That you have all the money that you need at your disposal. They go, really? Yes. Could we talk more? I'd like you to come into Miami Beach that I have a
business of laundromats.
So tell me, lavadora, tienda, and I'm going to inaugurate one tomorrow and I'd like to take a look. They go, what? They go, okay, I'll call. And told them when we get in the car, and Flagga, me dice, well, repeat it, continue what we're talking. I know you have all the money. We won't rent it to you. We'll sell it to you for $170,000. Remember clearly to this day. Entonces, le digo, so you know what it's for? And you say you won't. Oh, could you stop at that gas station? Ahí, donde se dobla para ir para Miami Beach en el puente. Could you stop there a moment? Y paró como mierda. And I got out, I opened the door, and le digo, él es nacido en Cienfuegos, en Cuba.
Vive en Rebozo.
Sí, y le digo, mira, hijo puta, yo no camino una milla más con un hijo puta como usted. And I slammed the door. Y esa noche, encabronado, llamé al americano, que era el segundo de este. Digo, I want to see you tomorrow morning. Digo, I want to see you. Never mind, I'll go see you tomorrow. Y le dice el puente, dice, don't you talk to that man again.
¿En qué año fue eso?
Hello. Te llamo.
¿En qué año fue eso que te encontraste con Vivi de Rebozo?
Ahí cuando empezamos después de Cochino, te estoy diciendo.
Ah, en el 61.
No, después de Cochino, cuando empezamos la expectativa, el 61. Después, ¿qué te digo? Que empezamos a buscar por el
trabajo. Sí, el verano del 61.
Sí. Okay. Entonces, oye, lo llamaron a Internal Revenue y le dijeron, under further notice, that property is rented by the U.S. government for $1 a year.
$1 a year.
That's a good story, eh? You're a Buddha.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of them.
Entonces, but see, I was under the impression that Nixon canceled those infiltrations to do intelligence because they started using the spy satellites.
I don't know if that's true or not.
In 69, and
they stopped at the end of 68 before Lyndon Johnson left the presidency. And then I had the disagreeable problem, which was very difficult, which I had to tell him that they had to leave. And here were these people who had been in months and had their chain of infiltration organized, etc. And then we had a confrontation con los americanos, because the teams refused to leave if they could not take out their main people. And then we sent figure boats together and say the team in fact was four people, but one would come out and bring with him 20 or so, and then the others would stay until they came back and brought out another. So, all very disagreeable things that you don't know about. Okay.
But, yeah, but, I mean, I've been under that impression that in 1969, summer 69, they begin using spy satellites, well, and they no longer see the need to endanger human lives to collect intelligence, human intelligence, when they can get it from spy satellites.
All right. And so what do the spy satellites help you if you have to go in?
That, no, they decide that
they aren't going to go in.
They're not going to go in?
That's all. And they have fulfilled. Reagan, el hijo puta, que era, hablaba mierda, vino aquí, Flagler, en 12th Avenue, un lugar que se llama la esquina de Texas.
El 20 de mayo, 1983.
And he had breakfast there. Y Tomasito Regalado, este que está aquí,
yeah,
asked him que,
if he would abrogate the Kennedy Khrushchev on the
stage. Él dijo, no, si él se está portando bien, no hay que tocar eso.
Yeah.
Okay? You knew about it.
Yeah.
Okay? The only person that I respect of all the U.S. presidents is Lyndon Johnson.
But
and
Lyndon,
we had, we Cubans had a magnificent relationship with Lyndon Johnson. I had never talked to him, but I had intimate American friends of mine who I would go to, and they would pick up the phone and call right in front of me.
But Johnson also didn't get rid of Castro, and then
Now I understand that after the Sierra de Aranzazu incident, he stopped all attacks against Cuba in 1965.
He did it.
Johnson.
Well,
no, they attacked the Sierra de Aranzazu, the Spanish ship that was shot up.
That was our team's people.
Right. And that after that, because they hit the wrong ship, that Johnson put the word out, no more attacks against Cuba.
Well, that I don't know.
But there are no, after that incident, all those boat raids and attacks stopped.
My error probably was that we should have stopped everything.
So why do you think that these plans against Castro failed in the 60s? Why do you feel that all of these were unsuccessful? Why?
None of them had any importance. None of them had any. After the Cochino, there was no attacks. No attacks.
There were minor attacks.
Like what? There were no attacks.
Against the Tony Cuesta made an attack against the oil refinery.
No, he did not. Tony Cuesta sunk the Baku.
Right. The Baku was sunk.
Okay, but that was during those times.
I think that was 63.
Tony Cuesta Andrew St. John me viene a ver y me dice I've been invited to go on este otro lado con Tony Cuesta. You think it's all right for me? Como diciendo, digo, Andrew, he had gone to see me in Cuba in 59. I met him there. And he had got word that what I thought of the government. He came to talk to me. I refused to talk to him about that. But we met then, and then he came at this juncture to see me about this thing. Digo, Andrew, you're going to go, and you're going to be in good hands. But they're going to do something that you have to be prepared. Si tienes que ponerte los cojones bien cortos, porque they're going to do whatever they say they're going to do. Yo, yes. Los americanos sabían que Tony iba a hacer algo. ¿Eh? Y que yo sabía lo que iban a hacer. And then we made a deal. They would not touch Tony on one condition, that I let them know immediately that it occurred. Because basically what they wanted to know is be informed that it había pasado. They did it. They didn't know when or where or what. They did it. And that was the deal. That was the deal. They were given a radio with a crystal.
Who's that in the photo?
Un americano that's down in Larry Labor.
Larry?
Labor.
Labor.
Labor. Alor.
Oh, L-A-B-O-R.
De Louisiana. Entonces, magnífico. Entonces, the other crystal was on the Tejana's big radio. And that was the deal. When they did what they did, they immediately called the Tejana. And the Tejana called me, and I called our friends. Y él volvió, dice, why didn't you come? They're crazy. They put the charges by hand on me. Entonces, he came years again to tell me that he had been invited to go on a trip with La Gente del Rai. And he said, what do you think? I said, oh, you're perfectly safe. Alberto, don't tell me things like that. He said, you're perfectly safe. And he went.
And he came back. Cisco, why didn't you tell me?
Digo, I told you.
Well, I told you it would be perfectly safe. He said, I know. They didn't do a damn thing. I knew.
That was May 1964.
Know that? And
yeah. When Manolo Reyes said he was going to land in Cuba by May 20th, y estaba con Sara Odio dando vuelta en el Caribe hasta que lo cogieron los bahameenses.
Me dice, they will never reach Cuba, because besides that, they are so leftist that even the couples go to the left. He said, they never reach Cuba, because they're couples.
They'll never reach Cuba because their couples go to the left.
Is that a good one? I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's alive or not. And Polish. Does anyone know who all these?
Andrew St. George.
Sí. Se murió, ¿no? En fin, la cosa que hemos visto, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Y entonces, ¿cuándo es que el gobierno americano ya te dice a ti, ya no te vamos a apoyar más?
No, that, no, no, that's no, it. When the special teams retired, we stopped all nexus and we maintained relations as friends. As friends, things important to the safety of this country that we have known, we have developed, and have been extremely, 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 extremely important, and that's all.
So when the infiltration scene stopped, and you said late 68, now some went on to 69.
Yeah.
Because I know someone that worked out of Key Largo, and he got his last check June
69.
Y este Martínez Musculito dice que él estuvo trabajando hasta el año 70.
Talk to him this morning.
Okay. He said that operation ceased 1970.
Musculito, one of the things that Musculito, you know, he went to Cuba.
When?
He's gone to Cuba in the últimos 3 years. He's gone to Cuba.
De visita?
Via Jamaica. On a mission de los Estados Unidos. When he came back, they cleansed his record at Watergate.
Right.
Okay?
He got, right.
Well, he didn't get it for playing domino.
But you're saying that he went back to Cuba and the Cuban government allowed him to come in?
Something like that has occurred.
And they did not touch him?
They did not touch him. Our information, he went through Jamaica. Igual que un hijo puta que se llama Calatayú, que anda suelto por aquí, que se ha oído desde Maricón.
Tony Calatayú,
un bandido. Lo tienen que meter para la cárcel. Aquí.
Ya ha estado en negocio de drogas.
24,000 recetas de una botica pacífica.
No, y que ha estado en negocio de droga.
Bueno, de
porque
todo.
De eso me enteré yo.
Bueno,
y él tengo entendido que también fue a Cuba y se reunió secretamente con...
Díaz Jamaica también.
Díaz Jamaica con Fidel Castro.
Díaz Jamaica, we don't know. We don't know what he did or why he went. Jamaica, Santiago.
¿Y tú no has vuelto?
No. ¿Quiero que me den guito?
No, pero tú no has vuelto ni misión de los americanos como
yo
musculito.
Yo no he tenido ninguna misión con los americanos. ¿Mm? I have never done anything con los americanos. Nosotros somos cubanos.
¿Sí?
Y lo hemos hecho. Hemos usado hierros de ellos, lo que ha hecho. Y aquí soy yo, un hombre rico, tenía de todo, y así me tiene. Mis hijos, mi familia, fenómeno, todo. Pero, that's the price we have to pay. ¿Qué? ¿De qué te digo? Le digo, Ron. Musculito. He respects me, Ron. We helped them out. Right? él se trabajaba con unos magníficos cuchillos, lanzó y de Guacota. To supply Fundora, you heard of Fundora?
No,
you learn about Fundora.
Quique lanzó?
Quiquillo y lanzó.
Quiquillo.
Y Bebo Acosta were the supplies of a young man called Fundora, who was the only man of the MRR who really, me digo, Tito, que ahora estaba hablando de la llamada esa, de los convenientes del MRR, de Armando Maravilla, de Solimo, de Solimo.
Tito Rodríguez.
Tito Rodríguez.
¿Y él trabajó contigo también?
No. Él era preso y vino después. Él no estaba aquí en ese época. Él era de unidad dentro de Cuba.
Ah, él era de unidad dentro de Cuba.
Sí.
Y él lo coge preso en...
No sé qué efecto lo voy a hacer. Él estuvo brevemente en preso, se salvó de milagro.
¿Y cuándo viene para acá? Yo lo conozco, yo he hablado con él varias veces.
Pretty well informed.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering how much credibility to give him.
Yeah.
No, me estás hablando que that's the price we have to pay.
That's right.
De que lo hemos sacrificado todo.
Todo.
Roberto.
Y tanta gente maravillosa que ha muerto, tanto injusto. Y aquí lo tienen, los cubanos, miedo de esto. Como te saqué totalmente, coño, 3,000 y pico kilómetros, ¿no? Desde que el ciego, el último acto bélico contra Fidel lo hace un ciego, es mierda ahí, manco y ciego. Mandando globos con mensajitos y navajitas a Cuba, el pobre. Ah, sí, te iba a sacar una cosa. Sí. Porque you said you know how much you can trust of people. ¿Te acuerdas de la tricontinental?
Sí,
65, 66. Entonces, por aquí yo tengo el high report del House of Representatives sobre eso.
Yo lo tengo y yo lo puse en el internet.
¿Ah, sí?
En la página mía del internet.
Donde, por ejemplo, el Chile habla a los Black Panthers de lo que tiene que hacer y cómo tiene que portarse. ¿Qué acciones tiene que hacer? Y no se ocupen del Capitolio ni de la Casa Blanca, donde hago un clip by Area Music. Eso lo dice el Che a los Black Panthers. Hoy tiene no haber sido un negro policía ahí metido en los Black Panthers y reporte eso. El copete lo dijo. Ah, porque ahí, cuando la circunstancia llevaron al ciego, al pobre, a un programa con un hijo que se llama Luis Baje, la Federación de Cuba. Y le preguntaron de mí. Llego con un bicho y además, pobre. Le digo, bueno, es muy difícil, porque no habla con nadie si no le ponen el delito de mentira a nadie. ¿Entiendes? And unfortunately, that's what we had to come to. Right? Whenever we didn't, we got a problem. Okay? Que organizó parte de eso de la tricontinental en Cuba, está aquí, lo tiene su glicky trabajando para él ahí. Domingo Unchaustegui. Lo tienen ahí estudiando un máster y él y luego en Ciudad Miami y así dándole clave. Radio Martín, completamente invitado por él, del maricón de las civiales. Estamos perdidos, entonces, esto es Cuba. Many by the way, the nation that was closest to Cuba, And this is the disaster of 40 years, where they've lost the America, porque en América, from here hasta Patagonia, no hay un cabrón latinoamericano que no deteste y odie a los americanos. Entonces, si no saben lo que está pasando aquí, what the hell are they knowing lo que está pasando en Iraq? Así que we're heading for very, very, I think, very serious and bad times. I think. Lo de Cuba creo que es en parte lo que tú dices de lo que viene. Ellos no tienen los cojones ni cómo afrontar ni salir de Fidel. Y menos este hombre que está intellectually not ready for this task. ¿Eh?
¿En Bush?
Sí.
Not ready for this task.
No. A lo mismo.
Estamos de acuerdo. Yo creo que van a pasar los 4 años y él no va a hacer nada. Que fue lo mismo que yo dije cuando Reagan, que no hizo nada. Y esta vez no hay excusa. Porque esta vez el presidente, los republicanos, el presidente de los republicanos controlan el Senado.
La Cámara.
Controlan la Cámara. Hay cubanos en la Cámara de Representantes, hay un cubano en el Senado, hay cubanos en el gabinete y hay conservadores.
Y tiene la ley Hans Curtin
que no la ha aplicado en los últimos 4 años,
ninguna.
Ni la va a aplicar. Porque cuando Bush vino aquí en mayo del 2002, el discurso que dio aquí el 20 de mayo ante los cubanos, no mencionó la ley Hans Curtin. Y ahí fue cuando yo le dije a Ralph, le dije, that is a wet paper like the Monroe Doctrine. Y él no me contestó. Porque él no critica la política de los republicanos.
No, está jodido. Yo no pienso, yo sé que yo voy a pasar la mejor vida y no va a resolverse lo de Cuba. I help whatever I can. Hay 2 personas que les están tomando el pelo, que al Novier y al Fish están, they're doing what they can, but they're leading them by the nose, and telling them cock and bull story, but the U.S. Treasury has to live, there's no doubt. Un individuo que tiene que decirle a tu amigo aquí y eso que vigile es un hijo puta que se llama Franco, que trabaja en el AID, el State Department, que es el que da los grants, que eso que le ha dado a todos los cubanos y los putas que le han dado fortuna en grants. Y dile que lo vigile. So the panorama is not very nice.
But why then do you think that this policy failed? Why do you think it failed with Kennedy? Why wasn't Johnson successful? Why?
Well, no, Johnson wasn't successful because he was in power X amount of time.
5 years.
But Johnson also.
But he doesn't take care of Cuba.
They put on his platter, go to Vietnam.
Right, he doesn't take care of Cuba, and then he goes halfway around the world to take care of Vietnam.
No, he was already involved in Vietnam, no.
Yeah.
No. Kennedy.
But Johnson increments it. He increments it there, but he doesn't.
Comedienta también, porque yo no creo que le era ningún ball of fire, pero era un tejano así, y el error de él naturalmente fue un día la torpedera esa, úsela y so what, pero no va a pedir nadie.
Who?
Johnson.
¿Un dios que hay torpederas?
Aquellos Piki Box vietnamitas que atacaron.
Ah, sí. That's an incident.
One of the things that you have to. The reason, principal reason for Vietnam was the menace of the Russians, either of China, or both. The Vietnam was some place that they had to go, but not in the way that they went. Because they had to go, you know, there was a place called Da Nang, remember? Well, the Himalayas go from Turkey all the way to Da Nang. And they had to control Da Nang because it was the way to make the end round in football and come down into all this area of Asia that has been hit by all this shit. Right? So there they had to go. But they had to go not the way they did, not landing. You go in, como quería LeMay, ¿te acuerdas de LeMay?
Curtis LeMay.
Curtis LeMay, he said, let me bomb him into, back into the Stone Age. ¿Tú te acuerdas? Y él estaba claro.
Yeah.
Acábale con la represa, acábale con la planta heredia, acábale, descojónalo. Pero no land, don't land America. Just land at that end, make a perimeter there, nothing they can do. So they can't come down around there and make the end run. So that's the reason for it now. In my opinion, but then they carry it, you know.
Oye,
yo tenía un amigo mío que salió con Solís, que está ahí, Emilito Posado, uno que está ahí.
Mm-hmm.
They went to Fort Benning, después de Cochino, ese fue Cochino con los orientales. And he went to Fort Benning, and there he's a great tennis player. And they made him go, they'd go get him and make him play tennis with Wes Morland. And he would come. They take 3 month course and another 3 month course of one of the entreteniendo los cubanos oficiales de la RIA. He said, vino y se fue. Y all of a sudden he was back here. Digo, ¿qué pasó? Digo, chico, te lo cuento. Jugando con Westmore me dijo, I don't understand why the Cuban people don't get rid of Fidel. Digo, cuando yo oí a este comenienda, que era el que iba para Vietnam, digo, no, aquí yo no estoy haciendo nada, y se fue de la Fuerza Armada. ¿Eh?
Westmoreland.
I spent two years on the coast of Cuba in a fishing boat, getting intelligence.
¿Era ese Bebo?
No, es otra persona.
No, ese que me mencionaste, que está ahí en el barco.
No, ese. Médico Posada.
Es porque Westmoreland le dijo eso.
Yeah.
Pero Westmoreland was then was
no,
just.
Westmoreland
was expecting the Cuban people to rise up on their own.
Sí, sí. Entonces, igual que este mierda de Colin Powell, he visto algo más mierda que este cabrón, que le dicen los cubanos que tienen que liberarse por su cuenta.
Pero los vietnamitas, the Vietnamese did not rise up against the North Vietnamese either without the U.S. help. And then, so where's the analogy?
What do you mean?
In other words, Westmoreland is saying, well, you know, the Cubans won't rise up, but yet he's willing to help the South Vietnamese, and the South Vietnamese didn't rise up either.
Well, but the South, if they would have stayed the course, in Vietnam, they were on the way to solving the problem. ¿Oíste? Como el Phoenix Plan. You know Phoenix Plan?
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Okay. Oye,
I think in Cuba, eventually, somebody is going to have to put in a Phoenix Plan.
Me dijiste que algo era cuando estaba ahí con su familia que va a salir. Yo tenía entendido que el hijo de él, que era un baby,
se vira la balsa y el baby cae al mar en 6 pies de agua ahí and everything is paralyzed, 5-3 boats and 2 rubber rafts, each boat has 2 men at least. Okay. Everybody dove overboard.
Everybody go overboard too.
In the darkness. And found the baby. Brought it back to the ship. By the time we were a mile or two, an hour or two out of the, on our way back, the baby was crying. And okay, the doctor of the ship, that fell also, saved his life.
Who?
And whoever. The doctor of the hand.
Oh, the doctor of the hand?
Yeah.
¿Cómo se llama?
Alonso.
Alonso. But what happened? The raft that they were
turned over. Something happened. Yeah.
And he was on it. Aguilera, his wife, and the baby.
Yeah. And 2 relatives of Aguilera or his wife came out. And the boy, I don't know. The boy is apparently not okay.
He's mentally not okay?
Sí, no está bien. Entonces...
Creo que trabaja de guardaparque, algo de eso.
No sé, no sé.
The Force Ranger o algo de eso.
No sé, no sé. No sé, nunca he hablado con él. He tratado, pero nunca he hablado con él. Yo cada vez que voy al cementerio, mira, mañana a lo mejor voy al cementerio con mi hermana mayor. And all my family is about 50 yards away from where I am. I always go in some flowers and I'm not very
Where's Aldo? Aldo's very...
Woodland.
Pero en qué parte de...
Bueno, I tried to get hold of este que se llama Hector Fabian, who went to a meeting and walking there, and I couldn't get his phone number. And I called him after him, and I've been trying to get him because I had drawn a plan somewhere on here. I drew a little map to send it in by mail, which he'd been warning for weeks that he was going to do that. They found it. They found him. So, anyhow.
Do you remember around where the grave site is?
Yeah, I know perfectly. You saw it on there?
No, no, por eso te pregunto.
Woodlawn is on Flagler,
right,
and it's on Southwest 16th Street.
Right, I know.
So at Southwest 16th Street, there's an entrance. And you go in that entrance at Southwest 16th Street, you go in that entrance,
and there's a flag on the side, see the flag on the right side.
And you meet a little triangle there.
Right.
The road. You go down the right for about maybe 50, 75 meters. Get out of the car, park the car, and walk to the north about 20 or 30 meters, and it is one of those roads there. That's where it is.
Está por la parte de atrás donde está la tumba de Pedraza.
No, I don't know where it goes. You can't go further because you make the first right, go down about 25 or 30 yards.
Okay, but you don't get another street.
No, that street goes all around and goes down the
right
street.
Right. But it's on the back of the mausoleum.
No, you go in. To get to the mausoleum, you have to go around the back and take another road. I go to the mausoleum to see a son of this fellow who got run over by a boat, a young lawyer, got killed. I go to see him, the young guy.
Y a novela después que viene aquí, ¿se une al grupo de ustedes o hace...?
No, estamos desintegrados, eso fue, eso se separó. We started in this other thing, and this thing is of small people, and of another type of people.
Que las infiltraciones de...
Sí.
Y again,
I had lots of problems with the people who wanted to get involved. And I had to be nice and say that I had nothing to do with that or whatnot.
¿Y en qué año se empieza la infiltración?
Right away. Te lo estoy diciendo.
After the bad picture.
Right. No, because the bad picture, the bad picture is April of 61. And here you have Dionisio finding the missiles in October 62. In a year, for example, we started so rapidly that they weren't organized. You're a top guy. But maybe someday I'll take it to see him. A young man, wonderful, the best of the best. He leads una compañía that makes $50 million a year in business. And all he does is think about what we're talking. And why did I start telling you about this?
Because you mentioned Dionisio.
Oh, yeah.
Dionisio from
the network. And they weren't ready. So we told them, and Cargaba con todo, you know exactly, and me and I did. We told him to join the Rangers. And he joined the American U.S. Rangers.
And then after we organized, we got organized about 3 or 4 months after, he told us to resign.
Was that Dionisio joined the U.S. Rangers?
Yeah, we sent him to get training.
And he's the one that found the missiles in Banish.
It's a long story. Okay. So he didn't find it, he ratified things.
Oh, he ratified. He went in to ratify.
Yeah.
Okay, ran into ratify intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Los Angeles, the officers really, really got tough on him because the son of a bitch was chickening out after 3 or 4 months. And he told him, he was probably the poor guy crazy. Yeah. He goes, you get out of the pump and you have him brought out of there with honors. Coño, said that about his son headed out of the region. Why did he tell us the truth?
What, that he was CIA?
What?
Was he
the CIA?
No, I mean that he...
Eh?
Right. Claramente, que están apadrinados por... Yeah, right. Well, operatives, not agents, operatives.
Bueno. Fellow combatants.
Fellow combatants. ¿Y este, cuál es el apellido de Dionisio?
Y Pastrana.